This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You can run.
Your host, Owen Schroyer, is going to be coming in at 3 o'clock to host. And I've got so much to say and so much I didn't get to because I've been really upset. I didn't get to a lot of it. I'm going to go ahead and co-host with Owen at least an hour. So look for that. I'll take off 30 minutes and go try to deal with an extra generator in here and try to get an electrician in because part of the systems when the generators went on blew up. And so that's why our backup system didn't work quite like it was supposed to. And it's been a mess. And I'm not complaining. And I'm not being gloom and doom because of our own problems here in Texas. I've harped on this power issue, and people are like, why do you care about power? No one thinks about power lines and plugs. That's what I do, is I study the globalists. They're obsessed with taking your power away. If your power is expensive, you can't have a thriving country, period. It's another tax. And I have a warehouse that's got a bunch of employees. And we actually do warehouse work for other people and other companies to try to pay the bills here. I got other businesses that I run to try to pay the bills here. I'll leave it at that. And so I take money and I feed it in here. You understand that? And all the other big warehouses are allowed to stay open. They're all essential. They get power, but we don't. And that's the essence of this technocracy. Is they can go right down the line, down to neighborhood after neighborhood. You saw those maps where Antifa would only hit certain targets, and they were all the maps where J.P. Morgan Chase wanted to buy something. This is all very precise. They're testing a new form of war where their people burn only certain targets, only certain things are allowed to stay open, and then they all just vertically integrate. This is for a technocracy. I mean, my God, Jeff Bezos doubled his wealth in 1 year under the lockdown. You understand that? These people aren't playing games, okay? And we're just sitting here like sitting ducks, and now they're taking all the money and they're funding it in to buy all the politicians. This is criminal. This is dangerous. I said I go to your calls. Jeff, first time caller, finishing up. You're making some great points about Arkansas. Yes, I know that Arkansas, like Texas was 10 years ago, is still a net seller of energy. Texas used to be the king supplying everybody. Now we can't even supply ourselves, so they can make fun of us and call us names. But they notice they turned your power off for 8 hours just to show you who's boss. And it came out in the Enron documents that that's a tactic they do.
Exactly. And I got the text message the night before. Interestingly, the coldest night out of this whole storm, I get the text from the energy company, from Energy, and they said, Be ready because we may turn off your power because everybody's consuming too much. Turn down your thermostat, all this kind of stuff. And sure enough, I wake up the next morning and it's off.
The power. And let's go further. Remember when they put the smart meters in 10 years ago and they even bragged. They said governments want to be able to control your thermostat remotely so that you don't use too much carbon. So now that'll be the excuse is we've got to remote control your thermostat with a smart meter that's already there or it'll cause more blackouts. See how it works?
Alex, the smart meter, they told me, they said, if you don't want a smart meter, you're going to have to pay extra money if you don't want a smart meter. So that they really kind of force you financially to get a smart meter. You know what I'm saying?
But they're going to get you down the road ripping you off with it.
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, you come out the loser at the end of the day. And all I got to say is, you know, you have to be self-reliant, make sacrifices where you can. If folks that are listening, I mean, when this blows over, don't forget about it. Get a wood stove if you can. Not only that, but get not only your house right, but get your spiritual life right. And I'm just going to take advantage of this platform right now, Alex. Some people are going to get offended, but if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, look, you can have everything else right, but if your spiritual house is not in order, what's the whole point?
Gain the whole world. I agree. What would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And let me list this last thing. Biden has signed on to Agenda 2030 that says ban all space heaters, ban all wood heaters, and all oil heaters. Europe's already adopted it. For radio listeners, I just showed the articles. Biden is preparing to announce fines of thousands of dollars for any type of fire. They're training you with these fire bans to get ready for it. But now they're going to ban heaters in your home. You will freeze to death. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time. We are now into hour number four. Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting for 3 hours. I will be there for part of the show remotely. I'm going to be out on the road. We're going to your phone calls right now, but let me just show you some of these headlines since I mentioned them. Wood burners, most polluting fuels. Oh, they're bad. Wood burning has always been evil on the earth. And then it creates potash that goes up in the atmosphere and forms nuclei that forms rain. And the burning cycle of wood and things has been known for millennia as what creates the nitrogen and things back into the soil. But, oh, that fire you love, it's dirty. It's evil. It's bad. And San Francisco, of course, has signed a law to ban your fireplaces. You will be fined if you were caught. So we're going to turn your power off. Norway to ban the use of oil for heating buildings by 2020, and that was 3 years ago, and they did it. Bay Area cities go to war against gas stoves in homes and restaurants. Yes! Yes, you can't have gas either, even though it's totally clean. Well, it creates a little carbon dioxide. Sorry. They're never going to stop. Never going to stop. Never going to stop. They're the green police. And Mark Zuckerberg, in a new leaked video, says he's not going to take the vaccine, doesn't trust it. But that's okay, because you are, aren't you? All right, I got something big I'm going to hit next segment. I want to get to your calls. Right now, though, I'm going to get my ducks in a row here about Greg Abbott and this private Democrat-run company that turned our power off. But this is all well-planned operation, and this is so they can make fun of the whole Texit, you know, like Brexit, Texit movement to secede, which has really gained a lot of steam. I've had, like, I wanted to see my doctor get a checkup, and he was telling me about it. And then the female doctor came in to do the rest of the checkup, and she was telling me about it. I mean, people are really, really on fire with all this. Joe Biden's dark winter is here, ladies and gentlemen. Sally Talberg, ERCOT chairwoman, lives in Michigan and works for Governor Kill the Old People Whitmer. All right, Jeff. Jeff, a lot of great points. I had you hold over to finish, and I appreciate your call. I'll say bye to Jeff. Let's go ahead and talk to John in the great city where I was just yesterday with Stephen Crowder of Dallas, my hometown. Go ahead, John.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm just new. So I'm freaked out, man. I just know it's going to get worse and worse.
Hey, I'm freaked out, too. I wanted to talk to you. I was long when we get out, but I wanted to kind of talk to your listeners real quick and let you know about the doctors that was involved in the reset. They've been involved for a while, and I wanted to kind of let you know what was going on in my situation.
Tell us.
Okay, so I'm a disabled veteran. I'm 40 years old. I've been disabled for 18 years. 2018, I hired Ted Cruz to the government, said I owed him $16,000. Ted Cruz went in and fought for him. He won. The VA didn't like that because they had to pay for a lot of my college, too. I have three college degrees. 2019, they tried to deem me disabled. I mean, not disabled, because they seen me at a Donald Trump rally, and they also seen me in 2018 when Donald Trump came down for the gun thing in Dallas. I was in all the newspapers with my pistol on my side, and the VA didn't like that for some strange reason. And then fast forward, when Donald Trump came down in October, they seen me at the rally. I posted, and I also have a picture with Donald Trump. They didn't like that. And Donald Trump wrote me 2 letters. They didn't like that, so they pulled me aside. Something they didn't like that, and they told me I wasn't a veteran anymore. So what they did, they stripped all my money from me. And 2020 January, I broke. I've been a veteran for 18 years. All of a sudden, I'm not a veteran. So I filed a complaint against them, the VA, for discrimination against my disability for political views. And right now, I'm still going through with them, but COVID-19 is slowing everything down. So they.
Oh yeah, they used COVID to not give us access to the courts. That's another reason they did it.
Yeah, they slowed everything down. And you're right about access to courts. That's what's going on too. They won't even do virtual with me. And they said I gotta wait in order just to get my money back, my back pay, all that. So then the VA, the people in the VA, they were Biden supporters. They contacted Social Security, and I told them I was gonna use what Donald Trump had to where I could go, and I can go to an outside doctor and use that. So they contacted Social Security, so Social Security cut out my money. So I was getting 2 checks for the rest of my life. Now I don't get a veteran's check. Now I don't get a Social Security
check. Well, sure, that's the thing about the technocracy is Biden wasn't elected, and so it's not just you now. It's everybody is they're going to kill the old people. They're going to take the checks from the veterans and the disabled.
Yep.
And Biden just tripled prescription drug prices. It's even more for insulin. And now they're going to cut Medicare and Medicaid. And it's okay, because yes, he's Joe Biden. Because like he told voters, I don't need you to vote for me. I'm going to win. I don't need to campaign. So yeah, but here's the good news, brother. They're coming after everybody now. So all these people, you were fighting and you lost what you had because you fought for what was right. Now all these people that sat on the fence and did nothing, they're going to lose what they got. What do you think is going to happen? Here's the thing about tyrants. They can't help it when they do this. They're going to push and push till somebody stops them. Thomas Jefferson was once asked, what is the limit where tyranny will go? He said, as much as you let them take, they can't help it. So the bad news is they're crazy and aren't going to stop. The good news is they're crazy and aren't going to stop. So it's going to get so damn bad they're going to get stopped. You see what I'm saying?
And I see exactly what you said. I've been listening to you for 10 years. I love you, man. I'm saying like this. I don't appreciate how they're doing me, and I want to fight on the front line. I want, if Trump is if he's going to come back 2024, if he got his office, I want to fight with him, because they have taken everything from me. I have 4 service animals, and I've been in this little electricity grid that they took from me. I contacted Encore. And Encore told me that they couldn't cut me back on. They said I had to prove my disability. So I sent them some paperwork to prove my disability, and they wouldn't even – this is what they're telling me. They said it has to be updated. This letter you sent us is from 2019. We want one from 2019.
Yeah, they all played bureaucratic games. And here's what you do. You just start going and protesting in front of their facility every day until they arrest you, and you make a news item out of it. You just fight back, and then other people are going to start joining you, brother. This is the time to protest every day. I love you, and I appreciate you, John. All right. Some more great calls. Ben in Quebec, thank you for holding up in Canada. Then we'll talk to you. Actually, Kelsey's first, then Ben is our last caller. Kelsey, thanks for holding in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, once a great steel city. Pouring steel again. Not now. Obama pledges to shut that down. So, Kelsey, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Hi. I'm sorry. I love you. I have never called in before, but, I mean, this is crazy what's going on in Texas right now. And I feel so bad for everyone in Texas.
Well, I have family that works inside the, and they say it's all made up. I already knew that, but it's all made up. They have plenty of power. It's all made up. They're just ripping us off.
Yeah. I don't know. This is so crazy. It's scary. It's really scary, everything that's going on. I think a lot of people are waking up, but I don't think it's happening fast enough. And I don't know. It's just
crazy.
Let
me say this. You know? What do you make of Biden cutting the Keystone Pipeline off? That's enough power to fund half the country, literally. I mean, if people are denying that they're cutting the power off, they admittedly are doing it. We're under damn attack. Can you believe this?
Oh, man. My husband, he's a union worker. He actually works at the Shell plant here in Monaca, Pennsylvania. And, you know, most of the guys there on the job site, they voted for Trump, but I mean, there's still a lot of guys there that are, it's really weird with you, like with the union guys. I mean, they grew up Democrat and like all the old heads, it doesn't matter. It's like those are people that are like, you know, vote blue no matter who. But they're really worried now. I mean, that really shocked them whenever he shut that pipeline down.
Absolutely. And you notice that it came out in the Time Magazine article bragging how they stole the election, that the head of the AFL-CIO worked with the Chamber of Commerce, that's famous for shipping our jobs overseas, worked with the union busters to beat Trump, to steal the election. So, I mean, it's just sick. It's so, Trump totally went to bat for this country. He wasn't perfect. And now people are seeing this. But see, Biden doesn't care because he's a dictator, and he's about to cause a civil war coming for the guns.
That's another thing. My husband, I mean, he goes every morning. Well, not every morning, but on the weekends. You know, he works through Monday through Friday. But whenever he can, he goes up to the ammo store and he gets ammo every morning.
Well, he's smart. He's lucky to have a lady like you. I hear that baby in the background. God bless you. All right. Another caller hung up from Quebec. That's okay. I got big news. I'm going to hit when we come back. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Was a Christian nation. We had our problems. We had wars over fixing them. But now we've got just people that want to absolutely steal and rob and manipulate and have raw power over you. This is all about raw power over you, raw power over your family, over your power. Literally, it's not a pun. They want power over your power. They want power over your body. They want power over your genetics. They want power over your children. They want power over your soul. They want power over your very essence. And let's put up the ERCOT executive who we're digging into. And I knew this group was just as bad as Enron. Again, Enron wrote the book. I showed it last hour how Enron got caught in other countries and in the U.S., jacking up prices by saying there were power outages and not enough power. And they found that if you said there wasn't enough power, people would then accept higher power prices. That's how it works. And there's a Wall Street Journal article, a Market Watch article from back in 2002, 18 years ago, admitting it. So there's documentaries on it. They had congressional hearings. This is a fact. And the weird thing about criminals is they do the same thing over and over again, more than even the general public. Criminals are very OCD. And so they're doing it. And I told you last week, I said they're going to have rolling blackouts now that Biden shut down the Keystone Pipeline. And I said it's not because that pipeline shut down. That never got opened. It was almost completed, like 98% done. That's crazy. It lost like $20-something billion to build. But now they'll start turning the power off just to train you because they found if you're starving to death or you don't have money, you're not going to be complaining politically. You're going to sit there and take it. And the big banks are going to make more money. So let me show you some of these articles and what's unfolding. Governor Greg Abbott received Tri-Global Energy Wind Leadership Award, PR Newswire. He received it February 9th. Well, that was just like 10 days ago, 8 days ago. The Global Energy, a leading U.S. originator and developer of utility-scale renewable energy products, you mean crap, today announced that Texas Governor Greg Abbott is a recipient of the Tri-Global Energy Award for signing into law more windmills and shutting down coal plants. Meanwhile, there's an article here. Had a posting by Carol Dutton. I looked this up. They're SWAT teaming people's houses with regular pickup trucks with people dressed in what looks like U.S. Army uniforms, probably our Army, because someone, the neighbor, said he looked like he was at the Capitol, even though he wasn't the guy they saw at the Capitol. Doesn't matter. Now, you sure at the Capitol? Well, here comes the SWAT team. Because we've got to disappear you. But here it is, backed by Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos, Breakthrough Energy Ventures places first bets on power storage because of coming power outages. That was 3 years ago. Gee, they can do the math. If they cut off all the coal power that was supplying 80% of the country 15 years ago, now it's like 55, 60%. Wow, this other systems don't work. They already did it in Spain. Spain never came out of their depression since then. Meanwhile, here it is. Biden rescinds Trump order banning Chinese communist involvement in U.S. power grid. And just last week, or a week and a half ago, they asked Psaki about it. Remember? And Psaki just said, I'm not going to comment on that. Okay? But she does comment on bringing Biden's dogs are going to be coming to the, I guess, to the press conference. Oh, look, he has dogs. He's nice. Oh, well, it's cultural for Xi Jinping to eat them, though. You know, he just came out and said, well, it's their culture to attack Hong Kong. It's their culture to have millions of people in death camps that work for Apple and slave labor. You know, he said that. I played it last hour. Terrible, terrible situation. So since we mentioned that, let's play Psaki. I've lost my list of videos here, but let's play Psaki, the press secretary, a little loathsome person. The big news was that Psaki came out and said that, well, let me tell you what we'll do for small businesses shut down by COVID. We put a woman in charge of that. Oh, my gosh, a woman's in charge. Well, it doesn't matter if I go bankrupt now. I mean, a woman is in charge of the small business initiative that Biden's trying to shut down. Well, I mean, absolutely fine. Blow up all the small businesses now. If a woman's in charge, I can't criticize it. But what she said in there is, oh, you want to know when the lockdown ends? You want to know when the mask wearing stops? We can hope someday. Now it's hope someday. You know, just out there, Bill Gates says never. Here is Psaki talking about that.
Would like to know your thoughts about a very controversial and divisive issue. Drumroll, please. Hi, it's Jen Psaki, the White House Press Secretary. I'm back again to answer your questions that you sent on Twitter. What is the American Rescue Plan? It's a $1.9 trillion package that does three things. It has funding to get vaccines into the arms of more Americans. Two, it has funding to reopen schools. I'm a mom. I know how important that is. And three, it gets relief to Americans who need help the most. When will we get another stimulus check? What's happening is the House committees are negotiating the pieces of the package through their committees. Once they're done, it will go to the Senate. Once it comes through that process, the president's looking forward to signing it, and we're hopeful that's as soon as possible. When can Major and Champ come to a press briefing? Major and Champ, this is for you. You're invited anytime to the briefing room. I will have snacks and treats in there right behind the podium that will just be for you. When will we be getting vaccines? What we're working to do here from the White House and from the administration is get more vaccine supply out of state. So if you're eligible in your state, if you're over 65 in many states, you should be able to get the vaccine. But it's going to take some time. It's going to take several months to ensure that every American has access to a vaccine.
Now they say, though, shut her up, please. And you'll have to show the phone that you've had it to do whatever you want, to go wherever you want, to do whatever you want. Again, it's about the global ID. It's about the global tracking. And Xi Jinping designed it. They give him credit. The Chinese designed it. And we have to adopt it. It's like, oh, Xi Jinping, oh. You're allowed to invade Hong Kong. You're allowed to act like God. You're allowed to run death camps for Buddhists and Muslims and Christians. And he said that yesterday. But it's okay because Tim Cook's gay and so is Anderson Cooper. So he's like, you know, I'm not going to get in the way of what they do. That's their culture. They need to do it to make China strong. The only thing I've heard crazier is the Prime Minister of Canada saying, quote, I like the strong dictatorship of China. I admire dictatorship. I mean, these people are telling you they admire dictatorship, and they're not giving you a strongman dictatorship that's so popular he gets elected, so he's not a dictator, but he does act as an autocrat. It's not like it's even an autocrat that's for the people. You know, those are the philosopher king type still has a big problem, because what happens when Putin goes? You know, it'll just go back the way it was. But the point is that this is an unelected real dictator who's super unpopular, who goes to bat against you. You understand? All right, we're going to come right back with a key clip of Zuckerberg admitting that the vaccine is dangerous, leaked video, and we're going to get some comments from the one, the only, John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com, band.video. Download every video, share it, save it on hard drive. Who knows how long we'll even be here.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it, and we should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With this video of Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook CEO, admitting that he just doesn't trust the vaccine and the side effects. Really, India just banned it. Merck pulled out. South Africa's banning it. Australia banned their vaccine. Now they've got another one. I mean, they are really acting suspicious where they're like putting revisos out. Like, be careful, it's dangerous, but oh, you got to take it to have a job, and we got a global ID. And Israel's the most draconian right now. My God, they're arresting Hasidic Jews en masse because they won't take the vaccine. It's getting bad. But let me go back to Sally Talberg, ERCOT chairwoman. Remember, ERCOT is the new Enron. But it's in bed with Governor Whitmer and, of course, Cuomo and, of course, Biden. And so she's up in Michigan. She runs ERCOT. We went over to ERCOT earlier today. It's totally empty, like two cars in the giant parking lot. It controls all the thousands of little power plants around Texas that Obama was trying to shut down. He shut down about half of them. We used to supply 10, 15 states around us. Now that's not the case. This is all about them going in and controlling all the new smart thermostats with the smart hub, as they call it, the smart meter. And then they're going to say, oh, we've got to control everything now because there's not enough power. And we got to control your refrigerator, and we got to control your computer, and we got to talk to your digital assistant. So it's about the AI moving into your house. The contact tracers then come to your house. They have little social worker conversations with you, analyze what's going on, call the cops, call CPS, call elder care. Looks like things aren't good. And then later they come with the police to take your guns. It's all an admitted plan. Here's another one. The heads of ERCOT board of directors don't even live in Texas. Honeywell is giving utility companies access to your thermostat. Forbes. That's from many, many years ago, 7 years ago, 8 years ago. How utility companies lower electricity use by controlling your thermostat. I remember when I was telling people 20 years ago, they were planning it. Because I'd watched, like, you know, the hearings and stuff. They're like, oh, it's preposterous. No one can do that in America. So that's what this is. He's about to take over. He is NoMoreFakeNews.com, John Rappaport. Here's a two-minute clip, though, of the latest coup by Project Veritas. Zuckerberg in leaked video saying we just don't know the long-term side effects, basically modifying people's DNA and RNA. He put that out on purpose. These leaks have been on purpose. I don't think the folks at Project Veritas are bad. They're great. But, like, oh, I want to work with Biden. I don't like censoring. I don't like the vaccine. This is to boost his credibility. Because he works for Bill Gates, his direct aide de camp. He is the heir to Bill Gates, not Bill Gates' little rat-like children. And so let's go ahead and play that clip, and then John Rappaport will take over.
We just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA.
DNA is inherent in your own nucleus cell.
We just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people.
Last week, Facebook announced they are, quote, expanding their efforts to remove false claims on Facebook and Instagram about COVID-19 vaccines. Let's take a look at Facebook's most updated COVID-19 vaccine policy. The real kicker is right here in the policy where Facebook says it would remove any content that, quote, claims the COVID-19 vaccine changes people's DNA. Well, we just got a new leaked tape from Zuckerberg himself, the CEO of Facebook, basically violating his own code of conduct. He would be censored on the platform today for what he said.
Share some caution on this because we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA.
So when Zuckerberg said, quote, basically, the vaccine is modifying people's DNA, it seems pretty clear modifying is synonymous with changing. Again, Zuckerberg would be banned from Facebook for saying this. This video of me showing the CEO of Facebook talking might be banned, but then Zuckerberg on November 30th in a public live stream Q&A appears to somewhat change his tune.
I mean, my understanding is that these vaccines do not modify your DNA or RNA.
No. First of all, DNA is inherent in your own nucleus cell. Sticking in anything foreign will ultimately get cleared.
Well, I'm glad we can clear that up.
Yeah, I'm glad we could clear that up. Isn't it interesting that Zuckerberg can vastly involve his thinking on the subject of vaccines? As soon as he's made up his mind, or appears to have made up his mind on the topic, he disallows the almost 3 billion Facebook users to do the same. Rules for thee, but not for me. Seems a little bit hypocritical.
All right, the full report's on Infowars.com, but, I mean, look, they do this as a proviso to, metaphysically, they're in, to protect themselves. It's a rule they follow. He has to tell his employees, he has to let you know out there one place the truth, then come out and say this other thing. But what it does is it programs your cell to create this protein, and the top scientists say that when the cell dies or divides, it will offshed that, where you're now going to have an autoimmune response to that. That's just one of the problems. John Rappaport will be joining me in the next few days on my full show. I cut him short today. I appreciate him still being here for a segment and a half. John Rappaport, give us the latest, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. Very good. Mark Zuckerberg, wow, wow, wow. Speaking out of both sides of his mouth. How unusual. Okay, first of all, folks, I want to comment on a gentleman named Alfie Oakes. You can see his video recently on band.video at InfoWars, a very fine piece of work by a man who owns a grocery store in Naples, Florida, who wants business owners to stand up and open up on March 1st, regardless of restrictions, regulations, lockdowns, what have you, because he's been running a grocery store in Florida all this time where masks are not mandatory, voluntary. You want to wear them, fine. You don't, fine. And he understands that this is a crackdown and destruction of the economy that is completely anti-constitutional, violates every legal freedom and natural freedom that we have. And he is encouraging other business owners across the country to join on March 1st and open up the economy. I would say this is a very vital thing. I only, not only would say, it is. Alfie Oakes, you'll find his video at band.video on InfoWars, and I certainly commend and congratulate him for not only speaking out, but keeping his business alive through thick and thin all during this whole insane ordeal. So in the time remaining today, I want to begin launching an effort to show you a weak spot, a major weak spot in the globalist enemy program that can be defeated with your help. You know, it's one of these deals where lots and lots and lots of people pay attention to important information, but then there's the question of what do you do with it? Do you just absorb it, or do you share it and pass it on? Because there is a thing, and I assure you it's true because I've seen it, there is a thing called critical mass of information. And when it reaches that critical mass, all kinds of unpredictable things happen that are good if the information is true. All kinds of good things happen at critical mass when the information is true. So I want to start launching this today here. I won't have time to explain it completely, but I'll be on next week for sure doing that. And that weak spot in the opponent is the PCR test, because I'm talking about the lockdowns, the shutdowns, the destruction of the economy, the brutalization and destruction of many lives all over the planet on purpose, as we have been saying, to usher in the Great Reset and the technocratic revolution that demolishes what is human in humanity. The test, the PCR test that presumably detects the virus, is the key to the enemy's scientific position. All of the case numbers are based on it, and the lockdowns supposedly are based on the case numbers. But the test is completely fraudulent, and I have explained it, and I will explain it again in significant detail. But it means nothing unless you pass on the information. See you right after the break. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, last segment for this hour, I'm talking about the PCR test, which is a great weak point in the enemy's position. If you will take the truth and pass it on to many, many people. And in this segment, only have time to dip into this because there are many, many details here that are vital. First of all, different labs come up with different results for the PCR test. This has been known as an open secret in the testing community for decades now. That is to say, a person could get tested at one lab negative, another lab positive. That is fantastically important. Strategy. Imagine what would happen if a person armed with a good lawyer would be tested three or four times, let's say within a very short space of time, in three or four different geographic areas to be sure that the test would be going to three or four different labs and they came back with different results. Positive, negative, positive, negative. If that isn't a basis for a lawsuit, I don't know what is. That's a note to lawyers. That's a note to clients, potential clients. That's called a strategy, real life, real time strategy that has legs, that has guts, that can be publicized at the same time that it can be entered as a case in court. Number two, let's take this, requires a bit more explanation. Let's say that you're a person that has been told they have to get tested for whatever reason, tested for the virus, okay? So you have a good lawyer, and you go in to get tested, and you say, hold on, before I get tested, I want the lab that is going to process this test to issue a sworn affidavit stating how many cycles they run the test at. Okay? Now I have to provide a little background. What does that mean? The PCR test is done in cycles. Each cycle is a quantum leap in amplification of the test sample swab taken from the patient. That's the way the test is done. So you have one cycle, magnifies the test sample, two cycles, magnifies it much bigger, on and on and on. It is common knowledge, and we have the citation from Anthony Fauci, that when a test is run higher than 35 cycles, the results are meaningless, useless, deceptive, okay? However, and all of this is cited in my articles at nomorefakenews.com, where I'm doing a series now that I've launched on the PCR test. However, the guidelines for labs in America issued by the FDA and the CDC recommend doing the PCR test up to 40 cycles to find the virus. That means that labs are going along with that. That means that labs are going to be running this test at levels that are meaningless, useless, deceptive, and spin out false positive results like a fire hose. If that isn't a basis for a lawsuit, I don't know what is. So, client, lawyer, go in to get tested, and they say, oh, wait a minute. We want a sworn affidavit from the lab that's going to process this sample and test it as to how many cycles they're doing the test at. If the lab refuses to come across with that information, lawsuit. If the lab comes across with the information and it's higher than 35 cycles, lawsuit. Now imagine, let's say 100 or 200 such clients and lawyers around the United States filing these lawsuits and the publicity that would attach to all of this as a way of detonating consciousness, truthful consciousness about the deceptive PCR test, which is the basis of all claims of case numbers and the basis for all of the lockdowns and economic destruction. You getting my message here? Now, to put a capper on this, and again, I have the citation in the New York Times, labs in America do not report the number of cycles they run the test at to doctors or patients. They just simply don't do it. That's very interesting, isn't it? You wonder why? Well, I've explained why. Because if they admit that they're running the test at higher than 35 cycles, they're liable. They're committing a crime. They're deceiving people and calling them positive for the virus, which is a lie. This is a fantastic scandal, folks. And this is just the beginning of the scandal. Now, I know there are lawyers out there listening to this program. I've handed you two strategies for making a serious inroad on the official lying position on the PCR test. And if you're willing to pick up the ball and run with it, all kinds of things can happen. And for people who are watching and listening, all kinds of good things can happen if you spread this information. The information contained in this program, this segment that I'm doing right now, and in the articles that I'm publishing at No More Fake News about the PCR test. Alerting to the public what the truth is and the lies are behind this fabricated operation, a covert operation, using a fatally flawed test to deceive the public, jack up case numbers, and bring upon the destruction of the economy through these brutal lockdowns. That's the chain of events. That's what people have to understand more and more clearly. I have already exposed and will be exposing again statements in official medical literature from the World Health Organization, from the CDC, from the FDA, admitting that their own test is irreparably flawed, the PCR test. Not my words, their words. They admit it in their own literature, and I have the statements. And I've quoted them before in articles, and I'm reprinting those articles again. So there's more to this than I have the time to explain here in these two segments today. When there is a war, and there is a war, and if you're listening here on InfoWars, you know there is a war. There is a war against freedom. There is a war against the individual. There is a war against sane society, open society, freedom, liberty, all of the things that make life meaningful and worthwhile. Then what we need to do is to look at the enemy, the technocrats, the globalists that want to destroy everything that is good about life, and say, they're not overwhelming. Come on. What is their weak point? What are their weak points? And there are several, at least. I'm pointing to one major one here, the test, the PCR test, which is geared to produce all these false numbers that are hypnotizing the public via the news, that are being used by governors, presidents, premiers to institute these brutal lockdowns and the destruction of economies across the world as a prelude to the dystopian technocracy that they want to impose on humanity. Stay tuned, because there's going to be a lot more here. Pass along this information. This is John Rappaport. Thank you, InfoWars. See you next time.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.